One more direct story in the north, which has to do with stepping outside of time. I had a client named Steve, who I met in one of our programs. Steve was a physicist at the Stanford Linear Accelerator at Stanford University in California, and part of a leading-edge group of scientists investigating what happened on the third nanosecond after the Big Bang. And they were trying to determine if there was enough energy and matter in the universe for it to continue expanding for infinity, or if there was not enough matter, if it was going to begin contracting back onto itself in a kind of reverse Big Bang. So Steve calls me a few months later and I ask him, what's the verdict for the universe? Are we going to make it? And he says, well, it looks like there's enough matter in the universe for it to continue to expand forever. But the prognosis is not so good for me. I've just been to Stanford University Hospital and I've been diagnosed with a very late stage aggressive cancer. And 98% of the people who get this condition die within 4 months. And Steve was a single father. He was raising two young daughters, and he had just met the love of his life. They had planned to get married 6 months later, and he had just been handed a death sentence. So Steve and I began to work together and to track through that 2% window. He was a scientist. He had done the research. He knew that 98% of the people were dead within 4 months. We began tracking through that 2% window to find a future healed state that once we identified that future state could begin to inform him now and guiding him to that destiny. After many, many weeks of work, we found that healed self. He found it. That healed self. And when he identified it, this tremendous peace came over him and he said, I know who I am. I found me. And I married him and his wife 6 months later. And he's outlived his prognosis by 10 years. So Steve was able to track forward along one of his destiny lines to find a future healed destiny. That when he recognized it, recognized him. So he was informed not only by his cancer and by his condition, but by the future now, by who he could become. And of course, he had to change his entire life. He left Stanford, left physics, became a wood carver, moved up to Alaska, been living symptom-free. So stepping outside of time gives us the ability to participate consciously in our evolution and to engage destinies that may not have been selected for us by our genes or by our culture or by ourselves when we made certain life decisions. It allows us to throw a grappling hook way into the future and begin to inform ourselves in terms of who we are becoming. There's a group of Hopi elders who sit in meditation envisioning who we're becoming 10,000 years from now. They're envisioning the kind of world that they want our children's children to inherit. Not the probable world, but the possible world, no matter how improbable. There's a group of Inca elders that do the same thing. Traditional peoples from around the world are doing this. They're tracking through the improbability of the future to find a healed destiny, no matter how improbable. And the act of seeing it makes it a little bit more probable.